Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And for those of you who are worshiping today, happy Easter as well as happy spring. It's perfect that I'm introducing you to Gwyneth Flack today because, as you'll hear in our conversation, we had a long and delightfully sweet discussion around the maple sugaring that is happening in her neck of the woods. Now, when I was a kid, I'd read books, older books, of course, that talked about how important maple sugaring was in the northeastern part of the country and how often children would enjoy their maple sugar by spreading it on the snow, waiting for it to solidify, and then eating it like a little treat. My kid heart so wanted to experience that one day, and it's still there. It's still on my bucket list. But imagine my surprise when I start talking to Gwyneth and she lets me know that the maple syrup is rising and that it's flowing where she lives. And so I got to fulfill a childhood dream through this conversation, getting a little more information about the maple sugaring process and where that delicious confection comes from. Now, Gwyneth has had a bit of an unusual life. She was very, very intuitive as a child, as you'll hear in this conversation, and both her parents were scientists. And instead of them saying, "No, no, we think you're making it up," they supported her and her way of viewing the world. I'm going to let Gwyneth introduce herself to you, and I think that when you hear what she has to say, once again, just like the interview with David Richards, you'll understand that there is far more going on in our idea of what normal reality looks like than we can ever imagine. So now, here's my interview with Gwyneth Flack.
So I remember walking around going, gosh, is this all there is to this life? Is the cosmic joke on me? And don't people see who I am? I see who they are. And so I was asking sort of consciously and unconsciously this question that I was kind of putting out to the universe. And I actually got an answer to that same year, because I was walking in the garden and I stepped on a bee. The bee stung me and I went into anaphylactic shock.
Whenever people have experiences when they're young, I mean, I think it goes without saying, but I like to ask, was this the event that kind of changed everything for you as far as your understanding of the world? You know, as you grew older and you thought back to the event, did it change everything for you?
Probably it did, because it was so, the outcome was incredibly validating, because basically I remember when I was four, I was walking around seeing people for more than just their body, so to speak. So I was seeing people for seeing their infinite nature. I was seeing what was within them, what their highest capabilities were, or what their sensitivities were, or what the pain was, maybe, or the suffering that they were walking around with. So I was walking around looking at the adult world around me, and you might say clear seeing in a very innocent way. And you know how that is with children. They say amazing things sometimes, and they're just so honest and truthful. So anyway, when I was four, I remember feeling unseen, not because of something that somebody was doing that was bad, but feeling unseen because I kept being aware that people were just seeing me as a four-year-old. And so that made me feel, this is kind of comical in a way, I felt frustrated. I felt like I was a teenager or an adult. So when people would talk to me like I was four, I had this awareness that I had wisdom or knowledge or light or capability, however you want to say it, that was way more than just what was obvious to the eye on the outside. And so I remember walking around going, gosh, is this all there is to this life? Is the cosmic joke on me? And don't people see who I am? I see who they are. And so I was asking sort of consciously and unconsciously this question that I was kind of putting out to the universe. And I actually got an answer to that same year, because I was walking in the garden and I stepped on a bee. The bee stung me and I went into anaphylactic shock. And which, if the listeners don't know what anaphylactic shock is, it's when your breathing shuts down very rapidly as a result of being stung by a bee or other kinds of allergic reactions. So luckily, my mom and my sister saw what was happening. They grabbed me, threw me in the car, and then my mom was driving as fast as she could to the hospital in this little New Zealand village. And my sister said I was turning blue as my breathing was starting to shut down. So when I got to the hospital, I had this out-of-body experience where I was up in the corner of the room looking down at my mom and my sister and the doctor and nurses and the table. And I was looking down at myself, but I was in a space of just pure awareness where I had this realization, actually, I'm okay. My body's not okay, but I'm okay. And I was in this space where there was no judgment of it. There was no fear in that moment of awareness that's out of time and space. But I had this awareness that I'm really okay. I'm really actually free. And I have this body, and okay, yes, the body's not doing so well, but actually I can breathe. Like it was that kind of realization. And so I had this awareness of being pure awareness, which is hard to put into words. I mean, I'm trying to put it into words, but it's kind of an experience without words. But nonetheless, so you still try to put it into words what that experience is like, but it's like an experience of total freedom and just being infinite or having no bounds. And so I had this awareness, I can stay, I can go. I came back and, you know, my mom and my sister and everyone was very glad that I came back. But in that moment, I realized, wow, okay, what I was experiencing before that near-death experience was true. I am an infinite being having a human experience, or a spirit being, spiritual being having a human experience. And so for me, it was like a celebration that perhaps, and a celebration and an awareness, or an, it inspired me, you might say, to want to help others to see that they're bigger and brighter and more capable than they might just think, and that there's way more to this life than just what we're told and, you know, what we're given through our training, through our school training and professional training. There's way more going on. And I think it brought me a lot of joy. I remember when I was a kid, I always had a really good sense of humor and I felt a lot of joy. I think that the experience made me feel joyful, even though I experienced PTSD in my own way as a result of the experience too. So, but when after I came back to my body and I described the experience to my mom and, you know, to my dad and my sister, after that, in some ways, as a four-year-old, I didn't think the experience was anything very significant, because still there was that part of me going, well, everyone has access to this, really, you know? And I thought that doesn't everyone have access? Doesn't everyone know that they are infinite? And so it took me a while to realize, well, not everybody knows that because they've forgotten that. And of course, I should say, it absolutely doesn't take a near-death experience to be able to experience being, to say hello to that bigger, brighter part of yourself. That really is an experiential process that can happen anytime, anywhere. It's really just someone's willingness to do it, or to become aware, or to decide that they want to have that experience of recognizing themselves on a deeper level, seeing their light.
That's it. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Gwyneth and learning a little bit more about the maple sugaring process, but also learning a little bit more about Gwyneth and how cool she is. Of course, there will be a link to her website as well as a link to her book, which is coming out on May 27th. It's called Limitless: Transform Your Life with Intuition and Creativity. And I'm not going to lie, I really do think that we all need to develop our intuition, our ways of knowing about the world, our ways of incorporating the world and taking it in. We all could use a little practice honing that skill. So I think that this book will both be a joyful addition as well as an educational addition to your library. I really enjoyed meeting Gwyneth, and I'm hoping that we stay in each other's orbits for quite a long time. Hint, I will be showing up during maple sugaring season at some time in the future. Now, to all of you who listen to this podcast, you know I'm always, always pleading for ratings and reviews. So if you're listening and you haven't yet done so, please go to the platform of your choice and write a little review if you can. If not, just give me a rating. My heart will absolutely thank you. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Gwyneth. You know, yes, Gwyneth had these extraordinary capabilities as a kid, but she didn't shut them down. And believe me, I have known lots of people who have talked to me, and after our conversation, they've admitted that strange things happened to them when they were children, and they absolutely shut them down. I mean, when you're a kid, these things are overwhelming and so mysterious and strange, and then you have adults around you telling you that you're imagining it. Well, I think the response to shut down is totally normal. But Gwyneth was in a great position because her parents supported her. And so she's been able to develop and hone her craft, develop and hone her intuition. And as a consequence, now she's able to bring her gifts to the world and to you and I so that we can develop our own skill set around these things. So be like Gwyneth, and when you have something strange happen or something extraordinary, just understand that maybe you've been given a glimpse of the mystery behind the universe, the mystery behind reality, and that maybe, just maybe, you should run with that.